part of what you do, I know, is marketing and promoting the state and getting people out there. And, you know, maybe people aren't traveling as much right now because of social distancing and going places. What are you guys doing differently now? And when you look at tourism and just being kind of the showcase for Indiana?
What happened, you know, when COVID hit, I mean, obviously when everybody was shut down, we weren't doing anything. We had really just kind of pulled back because, you know, you can't market what you don't have. And so we really pulled back on that. But now that we're trying to reopen a little bit, people are still concerned. They want to know that where they go, they're going to be able to be in a safe environment. So the campaign that we do have going right now to help that is called Hoosier Hospitality Promise. And the Hoosier Hospitality Promise is got two sides to it. It's got those attractions and vendors side, and it's got the consumer side. So what we're saying to all of the businesses who want to come to HoosierHospitalityPromise.com and make the promise, and the promise that they need to make is that I, as a business, am going to do everything that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to check every box to make sure I've got a safe environment for my employees as well as all of our guests. So it could be restaurants, it could be hotels, it could be attractions, it could be retail shops. And they're saying, you know, I'm going to do everything the CDC says we need to do. I'm going to do everything our local and state health departments say we should do. And they can enter their name, their business onto the website, and then they can offer a discount. So they can say, you know, if you come to my restaurant, you get a free appetizer. Or if you come to our retail store, you get X percent off. I mean, whatever they want to. It's not required, but if they'd like to put a discount or an offer of some sort into that to our website, they can do that. The consumer side, we're saying to all of the consumers, well, go to HoosierHospitality.com, HoosierHospitalityPromise.com, and make their promise that they will do all the things that they need to do to be safe in other environments. The whole idea is to keep our employees as well as our guests healthy. So if consumers go and make that promise, they receive what's called the Hoosier Hospitality Promise Pass. It'll be downloadable on their phone, or they'll receive it via email, and they can then have access to every discount that's being offered by any of the vendors, any of the entities on the business side.
Right. Have you found so far that people are responding both from consumer and from the retail aspect?
Yes, they have, actually. We have got, I think, approaching 4,000 consumers, and we just put this program out late July, I think. We put the program out, and we've got, as I mentioned, close to 4,000, if not more now, of consumers who've made the promise. And I think we've got close to 600 businesses, and again, that may be a low number as well, but we have that have made the promise. And I think there's about a third of them that are putting in discount offers to entice the people to visit their location.
Well, you know, discount or not, I mean, it's good to know that if you're going to be traveling, you're going to go to some place, that they are taking precautions and they have made that commitment to be
right.
safe.
And to do this, mm-hmm. to get Indiana to be open very safely, it's going to take both sides. It takes everybody doing their part to make sure that we can beat this COVID.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.